And a very good morning to you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Nick the Moose Batsford, Commander-in-Chief, tiptv.co.uk. The date, 16th of September. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport, live from the heart of London, St Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading activities. As we always say, do not gamble with what you cannot afford to lose.
Kingfisher, it's been
Kingfisher would have been, if I was taking part of my bet on Smith and Nephew out of the money, I would probably put it into Kingfisher. The point being, Kingfisher has fallen an awful long way this year, as you can see. It's not surprising. They've had a poor performance from the UK and in North America. And Sir Ian Chesham, who is their long-term chief executive, has been sacrificed. I think Véronique Lory, who is the chief executive of Castorama, is now in the hot seat. The situation is, though, with the shares having fallen so very far, with the new management hopefully inspiring some new take on what to do with the property portfolio, particularly for B&Q, this one is clearly bouncing every time it reaches the £3 level. On a weekday, that one will be back touching £3 again. That is the time I would buy into that one. It's trading on about 13.3 times forward earnings. And
so it's not expensive now.
And it comes with a 3.5% yield, so yeah. I don't think it's at all expensive.
But I mean, is there just a risk there that, you know, the shares have gone sort of, they were a stock market darling until probably the beginning of this year, and they could sort of do no wrong. It didn't matter what the weather was, what the economy was. People just kept, you know, it was a bull run there. Is it possible that we're in a sort of extended decline here, or you think that it's just a temporary blip?
I think it's a temporary blip. If we say that, it's fallen an awful long way. £4.50 yeah. down to £3 yeah. is a big hit. This is a FTSE 100 company with some key positions as Europe's largest home improvement retailer. There is a clear opportunity for this company going forward, and what I would say is they have opportunities in particular to improve their return on capital employed by reassessing the assets. In particular, B&Q has a large property portfolio. I would say that is one to buy at the £3 level, and on that basis you should be early on the curve rather than late.
Okay.